Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master, with whom we have Natalie, who plays Athena, a.k.a. Mirage.
Hello. Are you sure that's my name? No, it's not.
Athena, a.k.a. Mirage.
I thought you did it the other way. I'm so sorry.
It wouldn't matter either way. They're both correct.
No, I don't know, Paul.
Art, who plays Chris, a.k.a. Chimera.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Travis Lang, a.k.a. Codex.
Yes, there you go. I even get the last name. I'm the only one that got the last name.
Richards and Halloran.
Okay.
My last name
isn't Richards.
Yes, it is.
It was Richards.
The last time I checked.
It was Mooney. Sorry, that was my bad. Yeah, it is Richards.
Don't fucking doubt me on my knowledge when I've just been reading your backstories.
Uh-oh.
It's fine.
Don't worry about it. Everything's fine.
Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Anyway, so, I believe, Rob, it is your turn for question of the day.
My question of the day is, if you had the choice of a different one of these super schools to start at, which school would it be?
I actually have something to add here, because I was listening to episode 1. And I mentioned that there are actually 3 feeder schools or sub schools to Cape School that are throughout the continental U.S. I'm sorry, I said throughout the U.S., and they are much smaller, more like 10 kids max or like 12 kids max in the Cape program. But it's basically where like people with powers go if they're dangerous, but aren't really ready for the big times, which is where you guys are. You find out later, you're going to find out that there have been competitions with the lower teams to compete to see if they lose their spots to kids from the other schools. They have not yet, but just saying it is a thing. But anyway, continue your question. Sorry.
For Travis, he would either go from the Outback, because he's a Boy Scout. He's big on survival.
Yeah.
Or the Grid, which is a tech school.
Yeah, and that's
in either of them really work well with them.
Australia and India.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, you're next.
Hold on.
Art, you're next.
Mine's easy. It would probably be the Outback.
Wow, that's hanging. Hard as shit. That's funny. And why? Just because it's wild and out in the
nature.
I figured you might go with Jinjuk for the fact that it's very curated gardens and there's, you know, it's very natural.
Yeah, maybe, but.
But yeah, so no, I figured that would be in contention.
Potentially, but yeah, yes, they do the gardens and all that, but it's not necessarily the that's part of the school's nature, but not part of
nature. It is done in a natural way,
right?
It's like bamboo. Yeah. And not bamboo, it's like bonsai trees.
Yeah.
Yes, that is its natural shape because it has been told that that's what shape it should be.
Yeah.
But interesting. Natalie, do you have an answer now?
Yeah, I'm looking. So, okay.
Do you remember the schools?
It's called The Block.
That is spy school in Russia.
Yeah. I wrote Eastern European.
Sorry. Yes. Technically, it's Eastern European. Yeah. The block, the Soviet block.
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a valid answer. It would definitely lean into your skill set. The hardest of the other schools.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
Or the academy.
The military one down in the Antarctica.
Because he's a penguin.
With the penguins.
In the cold, where your weakness is?
Yeah, you would die.
It's fine. Excuse me.
All right. Who wants to do the recap from last time? Fair warning, it has been a while since we played. So
probably a month, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we went to Japan to visit Jinja.
You did the tower.
Yes, we did the tower.
And it made it to the top.
Which I think you guys, that went okay, right?
We did fine.
We survived.
I meant more like as players, but okay.
Oh my god.
My character's still suspicious thinking this is another trap level, even though there's video games and they're saying it's all good.
Yeah, and the people who live here are like, yeah, this is totally fine, and just vegging out.
Yeah, that's part of the trap. It's a mental trap.
I wish that I had grabbed different dice for today, but this is what I have right now.
Oh my god, what was the other? What was the? Okay, the academy. Sorry.
And anyway, so it's, you know, you guys hang out with the kids from Jinja for a while. You learn that they're a lot like you guys. With globalization, kids kind of grow up the same a lot of places, as long as they're in a similar-ish area. Farm kids work on the farm. City kids deal with city shit. So when we come back to the, you know, you guys are enjoying your time with them, just like you guys, blah, blah, blah. You probably hang out with them for a good couple hours, and you really get to know them a little bit better. Essentially, I'm going to give each of you one thing you can ask a question about, and they'll answer. If next time you deal with them, you can write that down. You have a one free question about the children, the Jinja team. I'm assuming you don't have a question to ask off the dome right now. Also, I don't know how helpful that would be to you.
The question in my head, first thing I was thinking was, what were some of the other teams like?
Oh, for them?
No, the one that will be in the competition. Has any other teams come to their location yet?
No. The Cape School is doing the first set of rounds. And they're trying to make it so that essentially they drew lots and they got to go first. So other teams will be joining, will be doing the rounds as well. But you guys got to go first. Because Joker's a really good gambler. Okay. Alrighty. So, yeah, you guys, like I said, you spend time with them, and then Bridget comes to get you about 7 o'clock-ish and says, hey, it's time to go back. She actually comes into the window. Or no, I'm going to say she just appears on the couch. And she says, alright guys, team, it's time to go. Let's wingsuit out of here.
Don't you ever get bored?
Of you guys? No. I've had boring jobs. This is not one of them. And the Japanese kids freak out a little bit. Like, holy, what the fuck? Where did she come from? They look at you guys expectantly, like you were not, obviously not surprised. So they're looking at you like, what the fuck happened?
It's her handler.
Got it. Weird kids, weird handler. Understood. Okay.
Where are the weird kids?
Are we?
Yes.
No.
As you can talk to your own siblings.
There's nothing weird really about there. That.
Inside you?
Nothing weird about that.
The smart one. What's her name?
Rachel.
Right. Yeah. Rachel. Like, kind of snorts in your head, and you hear it. You know.
Yeah.
Forgot you could do that. Forgot I could play with that.
All right. So we wingsuit out of here.
Yeah. You wingsuit on out. You follow her. She leads you down to the teleportation pod. And you guys, like, hop in. No, not a really complicated bit there. And if it's 7 o'clock there, that means it's 8 a.m. our time. Central time.
Yeah, about that. 7, 8.
13 hours. They're 13 hours ahead. No, they're 13 hours ahead. So it would be, like, 6 a.m.
the day before.
Yes. Yeah, you time traveled. Kind of. Anyway, and you're told that, hey, you're not going to be expected to go to class, you know, today. Obviously, you just got back. Your classwork will be delivered to you via AR. Veronica will put it into your inbox, and any notes from class will be provided. But the day is yours after that. I recommend taking like a 2-hour nap and then trying to do something today to keep your brain active. So, yeah, you guys have the day to yourselves, but are you going to nap, or are you going to try and push through so you don't get fucked with jet lag?
Yeah, I'm not going to take a nap.
You're going to try and push through?
Oh, yeah.
Con save. Let's fight that level of exhaustion. You're superheroes. You got a shot at it. Otherwise, it's just a freebie.
18 plus 4 for 22.
Choo-choo.
You tell me if this is a thing.
It's so, 15 plus the level you would be fighting, so 16.
I mean, I am a teenager, and I'm about to nap. Do I roll? What can I roll to oversleep
You don't want to
oversleep this nap because then it's going to, I would still be affected by jet lag.
Do you want to oversleep?
It would make sense because I feel like I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to nap. But she's also a teenager.
You have an AI assistant that will yell at you so loud you can't wake up. You can't sleep. You can't not sleep.
Can't sleep.
Then again, you also have a familiar who would probably enjoy napping with you.
Yeah.
And turn everything off.
Like, oh, I like this.
Veronica, turn off the cat. Seems legit.
So, yes.
And you, Codex/Travis? Well,
since I have access to trance, 4 hours, I'm fine.
Yeah, you'd be fine. 10 a.m., you're ready and raring to go. Mm-hmm. You can go to class, honestly.
I am not, though. I already have my notes.
You're like, why would I go to class? So do you wake her up when you realize she's still asleep?
No, do I roll for it, Paul. Oh, okay,
roll.
What am I rolling?
Roll a con save. DC's 16.
No, it was 8.
Plus
4.
Yeah, you oversleep.
Yeah.
How long do you oversleep is determined by if your team helps you or not.
Mm-hmm. Silence.
I know better than to wake her up.
You hear crickets. Snoring from her bedroom as you're in the common room.
Crickets.
I'm leaving her sleep.
1 second. I need to check here for my spells.
I was going to say, if he has like Thunderclap, that'd be the funniest shit.
No, but I got Vortex Warp.
It's able to see him to do it.
There isn't a good pool around.
I have Thunder Wave.
There's a great pool around. There's a lap pool. Like, there's like an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Actually, for Vortex Warp?
Not nearly close.
Yeah.
Well, we can tag team it. You have Vortex Warp still, right?
I don't think so.
Oh.
It is a bard spell, I think. Anyway, do you wake her up or not is the only question.
I'm not going to wake her up.
Nelly, how bad did you fail that by?
4.
4. So you sleep 4 extra. You sleep 4 extra hours.
No, I would say like 2 extra hours.
Does Murphy wake her up?
How hungry does he get?
Exactly. Does Murphy try?
He is the hungriest boy. He wakes you up. He wakes you up 10 minutes later. He slaps you in the face. Wake up.
Ow.
Your alarm went off 10 minutes ago. I'm hungry. Feed me. Whack.
No, okay.
Whack.
Listen.
Whack. Just.
She pushes him off the bed.
He gets a little bigger. Whack.
I'm up.
And I want the good wet shit.
That's
called diarrhea.
That one gives you tummy trouble. Can we pick a different one?
He goes and stands over your shoe menacingly.
There's other wet cat foods you like.
Starts to squat.
No, fine. Opens it.
Correct. Wait, put it on the plate.
All right, you have to wait for me to rinse it off, though, and clean it.
Get a different plate.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Gets different plate.
And you feed your cat.
And then feed the cat.
Okay. So as you guys are kind of like congregating in the common room, you see that Chris it looks a little haggard. Not bad. I guess I've only been up for like 12 hours, 15 hours.
Yeah, it's, you know, well.
You got up at 6 to get there at 7. Spent 12 hours there, so you're only up like 15 hours. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I was surprised you had to make a con save now. I figured it'd be later.
I was just kind of doing it before.
Yeah.
Because it's to see if it was going to screw with him. So as you're kind of, talking and like, well, hey, what are we going to do today? The card from the Dravara Institute starts to glow in each of your pockets.
I think we have something to do.
Probably. Okay. Honestly.
I'll pull out the card.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There is a... I want to say it's just like a circle with a dot on it.
And is the dot in the center or off to a side?
It's to the left side. On a clock, it'd be 10.
I turn left, turn counterclockwise?
It remains stationary.
So it's still at the 10 o'clock mark?
Yeah.
So it's not a compass, per se. And I start moving in the direction that I originally pulled it out, so we're the original 10 o'clock direction.
If you go outside and walk a little bit, you'll notice that a tiny little spark appears about maybe a third of the way down and a third of the way to the left from the middle. And you figure, roll me a navigation check. It's not a thing.
Boy Scout?
Survival?
Survival.
Boy Scout?
Fine. Yeah, you can roll survival to try and figure this out.
The fact that it's plus three just blows my mind. I know that I'm only level 5, but still, like, 3 seems like not a lot. But I did roll an 18.
You're not proficient in survival?
I'm not. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, both of us
You are. Didn't pick it.
I think it's because they were, is my guess.
Got it.
No, I'm technically not proficient in survival, but I have the Boy Scout.
Yeah, which just covers a lot of it. Yeah. So what was your total Boy Scout?
I have expertise.
Do you really? In survival?
Uh-huh. Background.
Oh.
So what you get, Eric?
I rolled a 10 plus 8, or 18.
Oh, that's cute.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 14 plus 11 for 25.
Yeah.
I rolled an 18 plus 3 for, that's 21, 22?
21.
21.
Okay, so all three of you figure this out. It's not a hard puzzle. It's a map. It's the city. It's the school. You need to go to the town on the clock to the wall.
Cool.
Just knowing now that this is Atlantis, that wall didn't exist. Yet it's still on here.
So it has a active update.
Mm-hmm. You could roll a Magitek check if you want to try and identify it, because it's definitely Magitek, not regular tech or magic.
Oh.
That's a 26, but I'm going to try to go for an even 30 with guidance.
Likely whatever is driving the Drevar Institute simulations or tests has integrated with whatever systems were left with at Atlantis and somehow found a way to integrate with the walls and probably the other parts of the place as well. There's a good chance it's taken over the entire school. Or is at least tapped into it.
Alright.
So you guys trundle your way over there. Yes, trundle. As I said, you are trundling your way across the grounds. And you get a couple dirty looks from students who are like running to class. But you already got excused for the day. So, fuck them. Mostly civilian class, you know. Or really running because their classes are a little more spread out. Oh, a lot of them are in the central tower, but if they're they have like an elective, they're all often in small buildings. And you make your way to the wall, and as you approach, the cards in your pockets start to get warm. And then the closer you get to the wall, the hotter they get. But for some reason, they're not burning you. It's like there's a force field inside. You could see like the color of the card is like molten. And you look ahead and you see there's three tiny slots.
I take my card. I put my card in a slot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as the third card slots in, there's a ka-dunk noise, and the cards shoot back out.
I catch it.
It's only like 6 inches. They pop themselves out. Like you know, when you push your card into a thing and it pops it out. Same thing. And a 5-foot section of the wall sinks into the ground.
Alright. I'm going to activate my temporary hit points for the day.
Okay. And you can feel a sweltering heat coming from inside. I mean, like, it's hotter than the Outback was, and it's hot. It is hot, you know?
Mm-hmm, but is it a humid heat or is it a dry heat? There is a difference.
It would be... Is lava dry? Yes? I'm going to say it's a dry heat. It's not a sauna, it's an
you
oven.
Just
it's not a, so it's not a sauna, it's an oven.
It's not a sauna. I would say lava is a wet heat. I'm going to say that now. That's my guess.
I don't think so.
You don't think so, no?
There's it's no water involved. Anyway.
Just the way that it looks, I think I would say that it would be.
It may act like a liquid.
Yeah.
And it's not. Oh, it is, but it's liquefied rock.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's the noxious fumes that come off of it that you have to worry about. Yeah.
That's true.
So you make your way down the stairs, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, the perfectly cut, mechanically precise. And then there's a switchback, and you just keep going deeper and deeper. Mm-hmm. You figure out, with even the passive of the Boy Scout knowledge, he can figure out you're probably down about 300 feet below ground level mm-hmm. after the switchback. And it opens into a natural-looking cavern. There are piles of rubble laying about, mm-hmm. and... There's a particularly big pile of rubble a little bit off center of the room, but otherwise nothing noticeable. Mm-hmm. And then there are two what you might think are exits, but there's a like a bluish force field across them right now. Mm-hmm. One to the left, one to the right, and forward and left and right. Think of it like a Y. You've got, you know, either the two top spokes available. But that's all you see in the room, and it is freakishly hot.
This looks like a trap.
Mechanically, fire damage is rolled at advantage here. Not that that's super useful for you. It's mostly for me.
I can do fire damage.
If you can ignore resistance, it'd be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
No, I can't.
Anyway, so that's what you have. There's rocks. There's stuff. You guys are standing at the doorway. What do you do?
Is Murphy out?
Always.
Murphy, roar. You want to get big? Because this looks like a trap.
Well, he's like, I'm already pretty big.
Might be bigger?
He's large now, right?
Yeah. Well, like, do you mean like when he gets big?
I believe he is large and I make him huge.
I think right. That's it. Yeah, no, so he's already like the size of a large horse.
Mm-hmm. When he gets big, I thought... He said he would be like a tiger size, but maybe but he did get bigger.
He's like a dire tiger, like a mm-hmm. no, not a dire tiger, but like a
well now about that size. It's not like strength wise, but like
it's about size-wise. He's about the size of a large horse, yeah. Mechanically, like size wise. But anyway,
no.
What do y'all do? There's rocks, and there's like let's say half a dozen piles of rocks. One's particularly big in the middle. And then the two portals, or the two blocked exits.
It's nothing.
I start to fly.
Okay.
Illusion.
So I'm away from the ground.
There are no illusions. No, I'm sorry. One of the piles of rocks is fake, and underneath it there is a chest.
I didn't mean to say. You should have waited for Rob to be finished.
Apologies. You said you started to fly. I thought you.
Correct. That was it. I was just lifting off, so I won't be setting off any floor traps. And hopefully make it harder for me to be tripped into lava.
Yeah.
Natalie, you see underneath the rock pile to the right of center. Mm-hmm. So there's a big one and the littler one. Little one underneath it, it is an illusion. There is a box.
Is this dome, like, floor is lava?
No.
I feel, well, because you were like, a box. And I'm just like, I swear to fucking God.
All right, so.
Is it a standable box or is it like an openable box?
It is a box of black stone.
If this turns into, I feel like this is about to turn into the game of the floor is lava.
I can cheat at that currently.
Yeah.
The stairway behind you, like, is in the indecisiveness actually, like, does like a
well, flick. Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, stuff, but I'm.
And pushes you inside the room, and then the door closes.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll start my. If we're all in the room, I'll start Oh, no, Natalie actually hasn't said anything about the box yet to us.
Correct.
So I guess I'll start moving towards the center of the room. I'll still try and be over any non-lava areas.
There's no lava.
Oh, okay.
Oh. It's just rock. It's just freakishly... she said lava. I had never said lava.
The moment I do see the box, though, I do let you guys know. I don't know when that happens, though.
It's immediate, because as soon as... You don't even see it, but they're like... And there's piles of rocks everywhere. They don't mention it, so you do.
Okay, so I do mention that there's a box.
So, we're probably going to, with the door being closed, we're going to probably start the fight, I guess, enlarge on Murphy.
That's an hour, right?
That's the minute.
Okay, then you have to go now. There's no fight yet, so you haven't...
Well, I'd rather precast than cast during combat that.
I understand.
Can I get multiple targets by upcasting? No. There's no extra targets for upcasting.
All right. So as who's moving where in the room?
I will be starting to move towards the chest, I guess, or the box.
Cool. Anyone else moving? Once.
I'm twice. Going to take a couple of steps away from the door, but not super far into the room.
Natalie, you?
The corner? I'm not sure.
It's a circular. It's kind of like a rough circular chamber.
Maybe behind rocks.
Okay. Like off to the right or left?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, as Codex approaches the illusion.
I am in my eye out looking everywhere.
Yeah. I need you to roll perception.
I need to successfully roll perception. I do not successfully roll perception. It's an 11 total.
All right, so I do. You get up to the illusion.
Well, I did say I was actively looking.
I know, which is why you got to roll.
Okay.
And you approach the illusion. Try and disbelieve the illusion. You were told it's not there, but you still need to make the intelligence save, which I don't think is hard for you.
Yeah, I'm proficient. Will a 23 work?
Yeah, you don't see the illusion anymore. But as you go to... grab the box. This attacks.
It kind of looks like a fire-based oxawattle.
It is.
Incredible.
For the people at home, it is a telaxolotl, which is a lava axolotl, but it's huge. As it is going to get a free attack chain on you, because you didn't see it there. And after that, we'll roll initiative. Actions, one bite, one tail. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is it a one?
It is.
Incredible.
I know it's there now.
The only room is only 50 feet across. Mm-hmm. Okay. It misses you twice. Actually, no, it has advantage because you didn't know it was there. So that's the first. That was the bite. This is the tail. I don't get advantage on the second one, do I? Fuck. 20?
21.
Damn it. All right. Now it's initiative.
Sorry, Paul.
You didn't do anything.
I just elbowed the
microphone. I'm probably going last.
I did okay. My bonus is zero, so I rolled decently.
I rolled lower than your number.
Anyone beat 20?
That does.
I did.
Two people beat 20. Of course you did.
So what'd you get?
21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
18 plus 6.
There you go.
That's going to get it. And then I have a 15.
I have a 13.
It is Mr. Shinso. No, Mr. I saw the blue on the piece.
Yeah, I haven't made new tags for our little board.
Rude. So it is your turn, Chimera. You have a being made out of elemental fire and rock.
All right, I am going to start off and having it make a con save.
You say a con more save? Than
30 or charisma save? 30 feet away.
The whole room's 50 feet across, so you can't be more than 30 feet from it.
Okay,
it's not possible.
I'm going to cast Bane on it.
Which
you version suck. Of
Bane? Huh?
Which is the which effect are you going for?
No, that's
no. I was thinking of Bestow Curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Bane is.
I got a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
That's 9. Not going to do it. So you need to subtract a d4 off of all your die rolls.
I know. I'm going to want my red dice because these dice are sucking.
No, we're
not gonna yet. Not yet. But
we're going to keep those dice.
After this fight, I'm going to be swapping some dice. Because they are so sucking. Also, I was themed last time. Now I'm totally off theme. Anyway, anything else you want to do, Chris?
Bonus action, call a friend.
They last for hours and hours now. So, like, there's not a point to not bring them unless you think they're going to get their ass whooped.
Yeah, actually.
Phone a friend. Roll a d6. Is that your first 3?
That's not a 3, that's a 5.
Ah, fuck. I think you had 5 before.
Rachel? Andrew?
Rachel.
That was right.
She just talked shit earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rachel appears. And she says, got it. Lava monster. Excellent. Kill it with fire. Kill it with not fire.
Yes. So she's a wizard.
Yeah, she'll also have spells too. Yeah, like,
I haven't done the spells yet, so
yeah. I would let you pick a reasonable spell from the wizard list if you'd like.
Yeah. Need to do a little bit of work on those before the next game.
Yeah. I mean, basically, she has the basic combat spells and then probably a bunch of utility stuff.
Yeah.
She'll have Fireball, Lightning Bolt, Chromatic Orb.
Counterspell.
Counterspell, probably. Yeah,
I'll start with the Lightning. Because okay. I've always been a Lightning more than a Fire.
Me too.
Plus, you already know I have Fireball prepared.
Also, it's made of lava. Magma, sorry.
No, it would be lava.
Well, magma's stuff underground. So if it's inside it?
It's, if it hasn't been exposed to air, it's magma. So yeah, it is lava.
Well, its innards hasn't. Its innards will be lava soon. We're hoping.
Yeah. All right. So roll your. You're shooting a lightning bolt?
Yep.
8d6. I gotta make a dex save. I'm not good at those. I didn't succeed. Oh, I gotta subtract a d4. I really didn't succeed. Okay.
not too good. All right. 23.
That's it?
3 ones.
Yeah, no
1 6.
1 6. Shit.
1 6, 1 5.
Yeah, it was really bad.
5 dice worth 3 or less.
You said 23 total? Okay.
You have one of each number except for 1, where you have 3 ones.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that. Okay. Yeah, it takes it, and it doesn't seem particularly that off-put by it. Natalie.
Okay. I pull out Ted.
You pull out Ted. Ted?
A Ted.
I got a question for you, Paul. Yeah. Does it look like mechanical at all?
No.
Like, it's not, could be not part of the trap? And does it follow the standard puzzles that we've gone through?
You've only ever dealt with constructs, but also, this does not look like it's actually a living creature. It's probably an elemental.
Okay.
And a basic arcana will tell you this is an elemental. It is summoned. When it dies, it will disappear.
Okay, so he probably can't make friends with it.
I didn't say anything of the sort, but... Natalie? You summoned a Ted.
I summoned Ted, and Murphy's already out. And
correct.
Hooge. So we'll do Ted first, because his batting average isn't the best. So hopefully we'll do better. So... he's going to run up.
Okay.
And smack it. Also, he's a honey badger right now. So he's going to smack it.
Sounds good.
Okay, so it's a 16. 16 plus...
you hit.
What is it? To 6?
You hit.
Thank God. He's like, I did.
When it does, he will take 6 points of fire damage.
Well, it doesn't matter because he rolled a 7 plus 6. So, whoppa.
13.
And what did he take again?
He took 7. He took 6 points.
6 points? Okay.
13, you said? 13.
He said 6. Does Murphy have, like, a...
ranged attack?
Like, I don't know, like lasers no. coming out of his mouth? Eyes? Nose?
Nothing.
Butthole? Sad. Okay. I don't know, he's a cat. Okay. Can he infuse his own strike that's about to happen?
If he wants to, yes.
I would like him to. So that is 10 plus 7.
That'll hit.
Awesome. So that is...
he's also going to take... 7 points of fire damage.
You don't even ask for my armor class.
No, it's you hit him, he's so hot. They burn themselves hitting him.
So this is all... so these... 5 plus 7 is...
5 plus 7 is 12.
12 plus a 6, so 18... 19,
20, 21, 22.
22
damage?
22 total.
Okay.
And he took 7. That, ow! How dare you, pencil. All
right. So it's...
and
it's,
then...
yeah, and then at the end, it's the attack.
Yeah. Does something happen after he strikes? Or no?
He took the 7 damage, right?
Well, yeah. Okay, nothing else?
No.
Okay. I'm going to guess that fire arrows are going to do nothing. Unless it's like... unless he probably heals from it. Would he?
I don't know.
That's my guess. All I can think about was that one time we were playing Kingdom Hearts and you used lightning on Luxine and she healed. I thought that was really funny.
Never played the game before.
Yes, you did.
Never seen Luxine before.
She's in 3.
That was the game I was playing.
Yeah. She was in 3. What I'm saying is,
when I was fighting her, I had never fought her before. So I said, don't use
lightning. And you were like, it'll be fine.
I would never say that. But anyway, continue. You're going to shoot it?
Bow, yeah.
What are you doing to it? Just regular arrows?
If I'm invisible, which I know I didn't say. Or no, I'm hiding behind the rocks. Does it see me?
Yes, it does.
Damn it.
It has tremor sense.
Can it be a favored foe?
No. Actually, yeah, if you hit it, you can make it for your foe.
Once per turn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does a 26 hit?
Almost twice, yeah.
Okay. That's a 9? Yeah, 9 plus 5.
Plus a d6.
14. No, it says d4.
And a d6 of sneak attack, because there's the allies next to it.
I just asked... sneak attack is plus 3 d6.
Oh, because you're rogue, yeah. You get that. You get those, too.
She has power set sneak attack and regular.
No,
sneak
they stacked.
Attack. Yeah, no, I'm just telling the audience.
Yeah.
12. Adding 12 to that.
12 plus 9 plus 6.
And then plus 2.
27,
29.
Plus, yeah,
29. Ow.
So if it has tremor sense, I didn't know I was there. I was flying.
It also has eyes.
Oh, okay. And I wasn't trying to hide.
It has eyes.
All right. On its turn, it is going to explode in lava. Everyone in the room, make dex saves. I think it's dex saves. Let me double check. Yes, dex saves.
I'm going to have to use a first level spell slot for this. What's the DC?
The DC is 15.
So I rolled a 16 total.
So did I.
Hate you both.
Oh. All right, so I have 2 saves already. I'm guessing Natalie's going to save 2, so I'm going to get to do piss for damage. Got it. So this is the part I'm going to heal. The other part I won't. That was a good roll.
Mm-hmm.
10, 20, 26.
My first roll was an 18.
Yeah,
plus,
yeah. All right,
plus
so
an 8.
Hold on, 26 and 26 and 20 is 48, so half of that is 24. 24 damage each. After
if,
saving.
If my two animals didn't after make saving, it,
they take 48.
They are gone.
I'm going to use absorb elements because I'm point blank.
Oh, I had a fun effect for you.
Okay, so.
So you said 22 if we saved.
24.
Goodbye,
animals.
22, you said.
22. No, it was because it was 26 and it was 26 and 22, which is 48. So it's 24 if you saved.
So 12 if I'm resistant.
No, because only 30. Only, take half of the fire, which is 26, so 13.
Oh, it's not all.
No, it was half fire, half bludgeoning from the rocks.
Gotcha.
So it was 26, that's 13, halved to 6, plus the 11. So you take 17 total, if with resistance. It saved you 7 damage to do resistance. You doing it?
Still debating.
Make a decision fast.
I'll take full damage. Keep okay. The first level up.
All right.
You said how much for if we made it?
24.
You would have killed them both anyway.
They had more than 24 hit points.
No, they didn't. You hit you. They went in to close combat. Remember?
Oh yeah, they lost hit points when they whacked it. Mm-hmm. No pets this combat.
Rachel didn't make it either.
She's still alive, right?
No. She only has 40 hit points. She's a wizard.
I wiped out all the summons in one shot.
Oh no, you have 40. I have 30. That's what Ted's saying, by the way. He's like, I only have 30 hit points. That's not fair.
How can you say this? He's already dead.
Dead.
That was his turn. That was it. Yeah, that was it.
He's like, I hit something this round. Yay! And then disappeared.
It did right. Disappear.
Oh, what? No, it's still there.
Oh, that was just its action.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the start of your turn, you're going to take 2d6. You're within 10 feet of it.
After start of my turn.
7 points. Fire.
Of all my siblings, she was the only one that wouldn't survive.
Are you kidding me? What's she going to do?
Huh?
You got it back on a short rest.
Yeah, I know. She'll make a reappearance. But
it'll still be her, too.
All right.
Because it's a daily thing.
Mm-hmm. So, that hurt. I'm going to bonus action... teleport behind it so I get my
advantage
and resistances.
You're like, my favorite part's the second half of that sentence. Alright. Get your 3d20s.
Yep.
I assume you got at least
yep, that's a hit.
Good, so you're going to take 8 points of fire damage.
I'm going to take 4 points of fire damage. 4 points.
I'm remembering. 50. Is this a booming blade?
Yep, booming blade. This is the booming die. Do you need this separate?
No, I don't.
So 15, 21 points of damage.
Okay.
I mark down the damage. Okay,
thank you.
Second swing. I don't get advantage on this.
3 damage this time.
After resistance or before resistance?
1 damage this time.
You
might not hit.
Does a 13 hit?
No, don't take the damage. You missed. Don't take the 3.
All my 1 point of damage.
Yeah, I know, right? Next. Chris.
Oh, yeah, you already went.
I definitely should have absorbed elements. I thought when you said it exploded, it died.
No.
From the damage it received. That's why I didn't absorb.
It was 7 damage. It wasn't.
I'm down to half.
Yeah. But the term was get good.
At least I'm resistant now to all everything.
All right, I'm gonna do the thorn bolt.
Okay, take shots, everybody.
Oh,
natural 20.
Okay.
Fuck. All right.
You made fun of his dice, so now they're or like
you can kill it. You need to roll 6 damage on 2d10. 2d12. You need 6 damage on 2d12.
I did 11. Yes.
Well, I had 32 hit points left. You do 26 plus whatever you rolled.
Oh, that's right.
26 I was also plus 9 I was also 35. Confused.
It does not get the death lunge on. Oh, actually, yeah, it does not get the death lunge on your friend Codex, and it does not explode because it was not killed in melee.
Yay!
He's like, me sucking stop me from dying.
Yeah, my bad roll. Me missing helped.
Yes. Alrighty. So it fades. It over about the next 10 seconds, it fades into motes of ash, and all the other rocks in the room stay the same. And you, the Rob, you can definitely see the chest. The box.
I'm gonna activate my annual regeneration. Heal 44 plus 4. 11, 15 points.
But my D6s have been on point. My D20s? Not.
I'm also going to use my bonus action to give myself some more temporary hit points.
Fair.
And that's 2 out of my 3 usages.
There's a box.
Yep. I'm going to investigate the box.
Would you like to help Natalie investigate in the box?
Yes.
Each of you roll a D20. And add the higher bonus.
Plus what?
I don't know what the bonus is.
No, what?
What's the higher bonus for investigation?
Between I have a plus 8 investigation.
Thank you.
I have a total of 8 for investigation.
I also have 8.
We're probably going to use your number that you rolled.
16?
Yes.
Plus 8?
Yeah.
24. Yeah, it's trapped.
I have sleight of hand. Or what's the other one?
Thief's tool.
I also have thief's tool, which is 11.
Better than me.
You can still help if you want. This means you're in danger if it goes wrong.
I healed.
Okay.
What did you roll?
I have a 9 on the die.
Okay. I have a 19.
So 30?
Why did you bother asking? That was perfect. That was perfect.
What do you have?
I'm like, do we have to roll my 9?
It made him have hope in his eyes going, oh, I know what he rolled.
You effortlessly disable the trap that was going to make the box explode.
Okay.
Did she get high enough that we can keep the trap for ourselves?
The box itself is the trap.
Hmm. Can we keep the box?
Sure, if you take the shit out, yeah. But, I mean, you don't have a key to it, so every time you open it, it's very dangerous.
I'm sure we can fix that.
No.
There is no key. There's no keyhole. Like, oh, there's a keyhole, but
we can give it away as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
To that guy you don't like.
Well, I was thinking a pair that we don't like.
Yeah,
murder is still illegal.
Not if we warn them. It's their own stupidity.
They can take it. It's
called the Darwin Awards.
if we leave a note saying that it's trapped, that it's not our fault.
It has an opening deterrence. Now they'll have to roll to be smart enough to figure that one out.
All right. So, inside the chest is. I'm sorry. Inside the chest, it's a pretty simple prize, but it's one you're going to be grateful for. Are 3 slightly reddish purple potions.
Identify?
Fire resistance. At least that's what I would assume based off of the monster in the room.
I'm sorry. There are one red, two slightly purple. My correction.
Okay.
For potions, you don't actually have to identify them. You can just take a small sip. It tells you what they do.
Okay.
The slightly purple are potions of greater healing. That's the 44 plus force. And the red is a potion of fire resistance.
I feel like one of us should take the fire resistance because if we're not,
it only lasts an hour. And taking potion is a bonus action. So if you think it's really bad, you can always take it. Anyway. Would you like to search the rest of the room?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You find nothing else.
Oh.
I'm just going to save you the hassle. Would you like to go left or right?
Left.
Okay.
Okay.
That was the question.
So you head down a hallway to the left. It goes about maybe 50, 60 feet. And then it takes like a sharp you know, like set of stairs down. Mm-hmm. And then there is room two. Yes, you went the way I expected you would. You see there are pools of water and stable balls of lava floating in the air around them. And essentially you're going to try and find your way through the room to one of the two doors, either left or straight.
Murphy's gone, so my enlarge is gone too.
Murphy's on your
he's
back.
He's like, no, I'm here.
But he's no longer enlarged.
No.
He's in the familiar.
So there's a pool of water.
There's a bunch of pools of water, which are steaming. Okay. And then there are stable balls of lava that are floating around the room pretty quickly.
Okay.
So you're going to need to think of some skill to use to get across the room, or spell, or whatever you want to use. There are two doors, and you notice that there's like a safe area about 10 foot wide in front of the doors. And again, it's the 10 foot openings, but they are, and neither one of these have the blue portal. They just have what look like locked doors or doors. Okay. Made out of metal.
And it's 50 feet from here?
No, 100 foot in this one.
Okay.
100 foot room. So either you can think of a skill to use, like acrobatics or athletics, or you can use a spell if you want to cheat the whole fucking thing. Or, you know, and if you're asking if there's a safe way to fly across, yes, because the balls do fly over the pools, so it'd be a check still. But it's a lower DC if you're flying.
Okay.
Anyway, what do you guys want to do?
I thought of something, and you can tell me no. Okay. What are the walls made of?
Rock, it appears.
I have claws. Yep. I have the claw mitts. Could I use them as a climbing thing?
Sure.
You know how, like in video games where they climb the wall and then
you would still be in danger of being hit by a lava ball.
Okay. What would I roll for that?
Athletics.
Is that good?
For you, yes.
You'd be better off using acrobatics.
Okay. That one is good.
I thought you said acrobatics.
That one has zero rod, but it's not good.
My brain
it's okay.
Registered you saying athletics as acrobatics. As I have the reverse. I got good athletics, but bad acrobatics.
No one else in the room would be using acrobatics, so we're good with that. And I will go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you just going to dance and dive around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Acrobatics? What'd you get?
A 9 plus 8.
I'm not telling you if you want to succeed or to fail. It's up to you.
You can also guidance yourself.
Yeah.
You have the guidance cantrip. You can guidance yourself with a bonus.
Basically, add a D4 to that if you're uncomfortable with your number.
How what total would that be? That'd be 17, right?
Mm-hmm. And you can do that as a reaction.
I rolled a 21. It's a 4, which is 21 okay. Total.
We'll get back to you in a second. How are you going to get across? The look on Art's face is like, shit.
I'll use my second level to get you across if I need to.
You just point and click.
Yep. Vortex warp you again.
Yeah. That's probably the best. Because
You're kind of dexterous.
Yeah.
But are you willing to risk it?
Can I get a level 1 cure wounds before I warp you across?
I can do that.
I could cure wounds myself, but I'm already using another slot to pull you across, so
yeah,
it's a fair exchange.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
So yeah, you run within to the halfway point, you flick him at the... Oh, are you going left or straight, by the way?
Left again?
Yeah.
Why didn't thou go left?
Yeah. Easy way to find your way out, too.
I always think about it, left is right.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you wear your watch on the wrong hand, but...
Paul.
Actually, no, left would be correct at that point.
So, 10.
Yep. I'm up to 51 out of 56.
56?
All right. I will proceed. Well, I can take anyone within 90 feet and move them 90 feet.
Correct.
And it's 100 feet away.
Total. So essentially what I said, you made it in the middle. You reached back, you flicked your finger at him, and you eat him at the door.
And I'm out of second level slots.
Rip. You have third level slots, though.
Yep, two of them.
Okay, so roll whatever skill you're going to use.
Athletics.
You are flying, so using acrobatics is a significantly lower DC, but jumping is athletics, which means you'd have to be on the ground. It's up to you. Lower DC or a higher number, whichever. I'm not going to tell you what the difference is.
Yeah, well, it's the difference between plus 2 or plus 7.
Would you like to close your eyes so I can show the other people at the table what the DCs are? For flying, it is this.
Oh my gosh, Paul, that's so much.
And then if
you're acting is so bad.
With athletics, it is. Okay, I have shown the table. Just to keep me honest.
Oh, Rob, I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, as long as I can get 30 feet away, I can take myself the rest of the way. I have multiple teleports.
And you're still going to be hit by a lava ball.
If it fails, I always have the reaction to.
It's not a reaction. It's a bonus action. Anyway, Rob, what are you doing?
I'm going to fly.
All right. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
As I'm automatically grabbing my guidance dice.
Seems legit.
I also have lucky die. I forgot about that. 16, 17, 19.
Would the table like to inform him what the DC was?
Which one was it?
What did he do? Took the flying, the first one.
So the first one?
So
that is the acrobatics.
So it was 15.
15.
Oh, okay.
That was the one that I yelled.
I made it on the die.
Oh, no, Paul.
Athletics was 22.
Yeah.
I would still have made it.
Anyways, yeah, you duck, dive around the lava balls and arrive at the
diner strap isn't dive
at a door.
That's what that was the cadence you had. I'm sorry.
Duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Yeah, it sounded like driving. What is that show? What's
dungeon? Diners, drive-ins, and dives. Anyway, you are now at a locked metal door. It is still freakishly hot in here.
I am going to investigate.
I will help you.
If you do not want to risk touching the door, you'll have to roll at disadvantage.
I have Mage Hand to investigate with.
I'm sorry. Correction. If you fail the investigation, you will hurt yourselves because you touch the door. Okay. If you succeed, I'll assume you don't. So roll together.
Okay, just... One die?
One die each.
1d20, yep. I'm not helpful.
I rolled an 18.
But didn't
he say we're taking the lower number?
No.
If we're taking my 18?
Yeah.
With an 8? That's so good. Screw you, Paul.
There is no trap. It is just a very large handle you need to pull aside. It's probably a 50 or 60 pound bar you have to pull across.
That sounds like me. I have 18 strength.
That's fair.
I just thought of how you could do this. I was like, man, I'm going to hurt him for sure. I don't remember how this works.
I put my hammer through the bar and use that to pull, holding onto the hammer.
Oh, that would work.
I literally just thought, take hammer, tap, 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 push it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, you're fine. The door opens. There. So you go down the hall.
Never mind.
to room 3. I guessed correctly again. Yeah. There are, in the center of the room, about 60 feet away from you. So it's a bit, let's say 50 foot, 100 foot room again, because that's easy. Assume 100 feet, unless I correct you myself. There is a pedestal with something shiny and red on it.
And we don't have a good view of that then?
It's 50 feet away. It's kind of hard to get a good angle. It's on like a raised, you know, section, so you can kind of see something glittering in red on top of it.
Okay, so shall I go and activate all the traps?
Better you than me.
All right. We do actually step into the room.
Okay, the door slams shut, and you hear that bar, like, back into place.
All right.
And you notice there is no other door in here.
So this is probably the final room. I'm hoping.
No, you've seen other. There are definitely more rooms.
All right, so you guys ready? Spread out just a little bit, just so nobody fireballs you.
Probably.
And once the group successfully spreads out some, I will proceed to go activate the trap by flying to the pedestal.
I'm pulling the monster up on my phone. Continue. Yeah, as you get when you get within 30 feet of the pedestal, we're going to roll initiative because they're not stealthy and they arrive in a roar of flames.
I rolled decently.
Is that a one? Is that a 1-0?
Mr. Art. You did well last time. You had to do shitty this time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The universe balancing itself
wheel
out?
Wheel mm-hmm.
Alrighty. I gotta roll initiative. These guys are actually really good, but they're gonna go separately.
Did I forget to mention I was stealthing?
You did not. 12 and 15.
Totals?
Total.
I rolled mine's a 19 total.
19.
You rolled a 19?
I rolled a 12 plus 7.
Okay, I rolled an 18.
That's 9, right?
12 plus 7 mm-hmm. is 19, yeah.
19.
And I guess my boss is stacked up even though they weren't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
It always happens.
Considering I rolled a 1.
So what do we see?
You see two humanoid beings made out of fire. They're roughly the size of, 8 or 9 feet tall.
Arcana?
They're fire elementals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have expertise in it, so.
Yep. Alrighty. It's in the top of the initiative order.
I cannot summon them back yet.
No. You need a short rest.
So.
Just go all. It's empty.
It's empty. He said go all out and he knocked his cup off the ground. Yeah.
Go all twang twang.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. I also don't. We'll do that.
Anyone who's fought a fire elemental knows their armor class is poop.
What about 18 total?
I repeat, is poop. Yeah.
Is poop. Yeah. No sneak attack.
If you steady aim, you can't steady aim. So yeah, no sneak attack.
What about a favored foe?
You can do that.
Okay.
You didn't. That would be your second use of it.
Or she can Hunter's Mark. That
it says once per turn, though.
Yeah, there's a limit to it. It's per day.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You've only used it 3 times, so it's not a big deal. Not today, even. And also, it stays on that to one target.
So
and that's all it counts.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 17 total.
Well, I don't love that. I did not get myself a pencil. I'm sorry.
A pencil? Yes, you did. Yeah. It's somewhere. You definitely had one down here. Not the boogie board.
You said what, 13?
16. 12 plus 5. 17.
We're labeling that guy A.
Naming him A.
Well, you just put a hole in A.
Mm-hmm.
In his A, yeah, you did. All right.
You put a hole in his A, which is now his A hole.
Good one, Rob.
Next.
Me. Distance?
To you, because you're in the middle? 30 feet.
30 feet.
Directly in front of you, towards the... They're standing side by side in front of the flames.
In front of the pedestal?
Yeah.
I'm going to start flying at the one she already shot.
Okay.
Before I get there, I'm going to teleport behind them as a surprise action, hopefully.
They're not surprised.
Sad noises. Mm. And I'm going to booming blade them. 17?
17. Yeah, you hit. No questions asked.
24 damage?
Yeah, it hurts.
Reflection damage?
I think it's not much for these. It's a lot less. A singular d10. 1.
So half?
To 1.
Okay. Second swing. Definitely a hit.
Doesn't hit as hard.
One last die. but hits much harder. All right, so 13, 27, 26.
Yeah, it doesn't like you.
Good. And that's my turn.
All right. I'll
roll another die to hurt me. Miss trigger.
Three.
So one.
So one. Take your inspiration. You get it once. You get it once per session. Once per session.
I feel like that's very kind of you.
Once per session to remind me to get it. Remind me something to get an inspiration. That's most people would love that.
I know. I wasn't being facetious.
Oh, okay. Wow. I was like rude. Okay. The A is going to rush through you, lighting you on fire.
The one I already hit?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
I'll take 2d8.
Yep.
I did 9 damage on my fire, though.
13? Thunder?
Yeah, it doesn't like that. It didn't know it was going to happen. It didn't know that.
Yep.
And then each of you two are going to take 9 as well as it rushes through you.
So I take, you said
how? That's rude.
9. So 4. And there's now a very wounded fire elemental standing among you. The other one's just going to try and touch Rob unsuccessfully twice. We know how this is going to go. I repeat, we knew this was going to go.
And it was a natural weapon.
Yeah. My high was at 12. That didn't hit you, right?
No.
Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you are both all on fire. If you do not put it out by the end of your turn, you will take a
d10. Stop. Drop. Roll.
That would be your action.
Yeah, probably. That's what I'm going to do.
None of us are water people.
Not his problem.
I know, but I'm just saying, like... Gotta do what we got to do.
So stop dropping and rolling and putting it out.
Is that what you do? Mm-hmm. Roll me an acrobatics check. There's actually a DC for it. It's 10.
I rolled an 11.
There you succeeded.
Is that actually a thing? Like in D&D?
Yeah. Because there's not no guarantee. Like some people are idiots and they do stuff of roll and don't succeed.
And then it like doesn't go out. Or yeah, they don't roll enough.
And then they just take the damage again. And it's real sad. Gotcha. All right, but that was my elementals. That was Chris. I think your turn.
You
can move still, and you have bonus action still.
I think I have a good bonus action.
Let it happen.
Oh, much more comfortable.
No, that's an action to use the
bonus action for potions.
Bonus action for potions,
but they provoke attacks of opportunity if you hit the bonus action. Not that they have a good chance to hit you, to be honest.
Yeah.
Might just be worth it. But... Watch me roll a 20 on that, though.
Yeah, I'm going to use one of the greater healing potions.
I repeat, the dice have forsaken me. 2 misses, right?
2 on the die.
Yeah, you're just a little off.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to get different dice while you guys take a figure out your turns. I'm not even joking. These days have fucked me.
The last time today. So, top of the order.
Oh, okay. Paul. All right, well, here I am about to... Oh, I have to stop, drop, and roll, which I know the DC is 10, and I have acrobatics ready. Not rolling a 1 or... Yeah, not rolling a 1. And it's not a 1. Okay. In case you were wondering, it was a 2 plus 8 for 10. Exactly 10. I did make it.
I was actually going to offer to let you do it like a DC 15 and maybe get to do something else, but I didn't.
All right, well, that was my action, and then that was it. I don't have any bonus actions.
So do they get pinged for the D10 of damage at the start of their turns, or...
At the end if you don't put yourself out.
Okay. I feel like they're going to still relight me on fire again, so I'm just going to swing instead.
You're probably correct.
So I still get my action.
That's how these things work. I set you on fire every turn.
All right, I'm going to take my swing.
Hey, bet it, bet it.
I'm going to use my bonus action first to give me my last of my temporary hit points.
Okay.
And then...
I really need to step out. I just realized something. I'll be right back. Actually, you can continue taking your turn. They have AC 13.
Should I just run up and hit the try to finish someone off that's already on you guys? Or you guys can handle that because I already have them most of the
day.
I will probably be able to take care of them this turn. The problem is I had to put myself out and heal because...
Yep. But I feel like they're just going to keep setting us on fire.
Yeah.
So
yeah. All right, how about this? I'm less likely to die now. Yeah, so, So I will be most likely be able to take the one out. So just run up and swing at the other one.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm already at the other one.
Yeah. So swing.
Yeah, go for it. Why not?
You need a 13.
You need 13. You can do it. Boom.
I hit. Plus 9.
No? Oh, yeah.
What's your total?
13.
Perfect. That's why there is hesitation.
Exactly 13. 15,
21 points.
Wow.
Grab the notepad.
We're not going to grab that because it has his active numbers, and we don't want to accident.
What? The pad in front of him?
Oh. I thought you were referring to his the hit point tracker.
No.
Second swing. 19 to hit.
That lit. There you go.
Even more?
19 damage. Oh.
There you go.
With one less die. For a total of 40.
Wow.
And if he moves, he'll take 2 more D8. But I am taking 2D10 of damage.
Yes.
Oof.
We'll let him roll that because he'll enjoy himself.
Mm-hmm.
He'll swear because he rolled 2 ones.
Or what if the thing only had like 29 damage left? He would be extra sad. Nope.
Yeah. Since I didn't teleport, I'm not resistant, so I'm going to actually use my first level slot as a reaction to him hitting the fire damage to absorb fire till the end of my next turn. Because I know they're going to hit me for fire damage. So at most, I'm taking 10 points of fire damage.
How much damage is on?
That's on the other one.
The new one. The one that
40 I'm total?
Yeah.
So roll 2d10 to harm me back.
So you didn't hurt... Okay, yeah, got it.
Because the other one's up on them.
I didn't grab new dice.
Sorry, 3d10.
3?
I didn't put out my fire.
You did not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
617.
Tell me them individually.
Because he gave himself resistance.
Yep.
Take half of it. 6
ticking. I don't worry about it. 8 out of a 3d10 is not bad.
That's like 3d5. Paul, do you need help?
I need to grab dice. I was not kidding about ditching these dice because I'm pissing me off.
It's not the dice.
So is he...
Hopefully it's not me today, damn.
Mm-hmm. Finally completely out of my temporary hit points. They've served me well. And it's their turns.
Hence the new dice.
Yep.
I literally have one level of lava. I'm going to be... Lava field. Let's go get Pusher's bloodline orc. Red dice.
Apologies. Alrighty.
Was that 8 damage already halved or no?
Yes, it was halved.
Okay.
Because it was 17. Alright, so Well, you kind of expect it. The A is going to run through you two and let you on fire again. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to attack you both. Actually, it's going to attack. Have either of you heard it?
Nope.
I did.
Yes, you shot him once.
I did.
Got it. It's going to attack you, Natalie.
But I hit it for a lot more.
But you're not next to it. Natalie, does a 21 hit you?
Yes.
Does an 18 hit you?
No.
Oh, sure. That's what the second one was. Let me double check.
It does also say on my armor class, plus one when I feel like it. So.
I don't believe it says that.
It does say that. I have it written right there. It says, plus one when I feel like it.
God, that's when I feel like it. Sorry.
No, you misread it. Natalie feels like it. So now
you're going to take 12 points of fire damage,
mm-hmm.
and you're on fire still.
Great.
You mean again?
No, I know. I already ran through you and lit you on fire.
That's fine.
Max damage lit a light on fire damage just once a turn. Now, if you hit it, that's your own fault. All right.
That would be me.
That was it, and now I got the two on him. Two attacks on Rob. Miss. Still better than the other one.
I'm going to thorn bolt the one that is setting us on fire.
Are you in melee with it? Yeah, you're in melee.
No, because it ran up to her.
You guys were next. You're not next to each other. You're right.
No,
we're not next to each other.
Yeah. So no. You can thorn bolt it.
6 plus 9
hits. 2d12s plus 6. Right.
Yep.
Soccer balls.
17.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Roll a d10.
That's the wrong one. Wait, you're shooting the one on her, right?
Yes.
It dies.
Yay.
That's what I was hoping for.
You said 27, right? 17?
17.
Hold on. Never mind. Not dead.
Okay.
No.
Boo.
Hanging on by a thread.
Guess what, Natalie?
Mm-hmm.
You're next.
D10.
I know.
Fire damage on your butt. 10.
Yeah.
You get to stay in the box. Good dice. Next.
Amulet of Regen. Is it a bonus action?
Yes.
Okay. I have to acrobatics this fire off of me. I gotta stop, drop, and roll. Again.
Or you kill it.
Because we actually...
Does it actually turn off?
No. But then
you'll still take the fire damage, but...
Once.
I'm at 17 hit points right now.
It's okay.
Okay.
Hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Run away from it first.
Can she back away from it first and then hit it?
She's not that range. She's not enough rogue. It'll get a swing at her.
It's going to miss you.
No, I have disengaged because I am a rogue.
You're only level one rogue.
Yeah, but I have... You don't know me. Screw you.
You're not a goblin. You're not a rogue. You're not a high enough level rogue.
You don't know what it's like.
To be stuck in combat with a fire one? Yes, I do.
Natalie, just go all stab again.
All right. Paul, how much hit points do you think this guy has? Does he look like he's really healthy?
No.
No. Okay. Then never mind.
How about this?
Oh, it would have been a really epic thing because I just remembered that I have this once per long rest plus 3d6 elemental on arrow. Call out elemental before rolling.
Wouldn't have been really good in this fight. Well, actually, it would have, but not. You don't know how good the other shit you're going to fight today.
Right. Okay. So.
Just.
Stab it.
With my claws?
Yeah. You'll take 2d6 reflex.
Plus a d10.
It's but you fine. Can still use your amulet first.
Technically speaking, I wouldn't die. I would be left at 1 HP if he did full max.
Uh-huh. You'll be fine.
The first one misses. I have lucky. Wait,
what's the total?
11.
That misses.
I'm going lucky then.
You get two attacks with your claws.
I know.
She wants to make sure it dies.
Knowing how many hit points it has, don't waste it.
If both hit, I get plus 2d6.
You don't need it.
It has less than 10.
Fine, then 16 work for you?
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to take 3 points of fire damage from hitting it.
So then 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 damage.
It dies. You're still on fire. Take a d10.
Use your amulet to heal. Then take your damage.
So you took the 3 from hitting it and then 10 more. So 13 points of fire damage. By this d10, it's my new favorite. It's rolled 4 times and it's been then 10 each time.
Can I do the amulet of regen thing?
Yeah.
46 plus 4.
44 plus 4.
Yes, 44 plus 4. That's what I said, isn't it?
I heard the D6.
I was incorrect. It's 44 plus 4.
2.
We can take the upgrade.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, that works. 4. 8.
Still right behind 9, you.
10. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I got 14.
Did you hit the 4?
Yeah. Meow. Meow. She will not sit there. She is not Ellie.
Ellie was just happy to be invited.
Ellie would sit there, though.
Alrighty. So you took some damage. You healed yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She's back.
Next.
Me. I am going to Booming Blade again. Because I like to hurt myself.
Are you self flagellating or are you masochistic? They're not the same. Masochistic.
Will a 14 hit?
She answered no.
Oh. Or not.
It's just Murphy complaining in the backpack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, right.
21 points.
Yeah. Is that one or two hits?
That's on the first hit.
You getting swapped? You stand in. Let's go. 7 fire.
Yeah, absorb elements. So 3 fire.
If you're going to do it on the first swing.
Yep. That's what my decision was because he comes next. That's a 19. That was almost a 20.
Actually, it was almost a 1. That's right next to it. Mm-hmm.
14, 15, 21.
Still up, and you take 10 points of fire damage.
So I take 5 points of fire damage.
Yep. He's like, he was a good use. He was a good. So you have that until the beginning of your next turn, right?
Yes.
So if it hits you here, you'll have it. Okay.
That's why I used it now.
All right. 2 swings on you. 22.
It's a hit. Oh, roll another d10 to hit me.
Thank you. It's another 10 on the d10. And then hitting you did, I think it's plus 3, right? I've never hit someone with a fire element before. It always misses. 11 plus 3 is 14 more.
So 7?
Yes. It's all fire damage. What's your total at?
I'm down to 27.
Okay. Next.
I've been nickeled a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. Nickeled and dimed?
Mm-hmm. Still have a bonus action, but Art? Nothing really useful.
I'm going to go ahead and thorn bolt it.
Yeah, sounds good. He's like my biggest superpower. Being able to shoot bolts of wood at things.
Once you know, 18. It's effective.
11 looks good. What's the other one?
4. So 15 plus 6.
21.
That's been the number today.
Would you believe if I told you were 1 over so I don't get to hit him?
No.
You were. Poof. And what becomes, I assume, do you put yourself out? Oh, you can't.
No, I'm going to take the D10.
Let's see if it's another 10. It's the same D10. 7 this time. All right. Okay. That your turn is over unless you want to use a bonus action.
No.
Natalie. You're on fire. There's no more enemies.
I need to put myself out.
Roll acrobatics.
5 plus 8. There it is.
All right. Rob.
I'm going to do athletics to put out the fire.
DC 15, but yeah.
So same percentage no matter.
Uh-huh. You're basically jumping really hard, hoping it puts the fire out.
Can I Boy Scout to put out the fire? Because I'd be trained to stop dropping untaught.
DC 15, but yeah.
Higher?
No, because he's using...
I have expertise in this, okay. And it's intelligence-based. I'm going to lucky that one.
I was going to make a fire worse.
I still fail off of lucky.
You have more.
I am going to use my inspiration. No, I only got 1 point of lucky.
Oh, yeah, because he... Yeah. That was a little baby boon he got. That's funny as hell.
And that was two different dice.
Holy shit.
There we go.
Yay, look, the fire's out. Art, it's your turn.
14 with the acrobatics.
You put it out.
So, I'm going to explain what I originally tried to do. I know that fire requires oxygen to continue. And when somebody panics, they consume more oxygen. And so I decided to panic to get rid of the fire.
There you go.
It did not work.
And then I luckied and realized my mistake.
No, you luckied and then you still fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you luckied. And
inspired myself.
And you inspired yourself and you're like, wait, I'm a dumbass. Just fucking roll. Just roll harder. All right. So there is a big, so on the pedestal in the center, there is a ruby button.
Before we go anywhere, we're no longer on fires.
Correct. No one's on fire.
I am going to cure wounds myself.
With your third level slot?
I got 2 first and 2 third.
But some of those come back in short rests.
I don't know if we are going to manage a short rest, but.
You know the, I'm sorry. A booming voice in Atlantean calls out and says, no, they know English now. In English and says, you have 3 hours.
All right. So we're
to complete, to complete the challenge. So use the third level.
Wait.
Because sure, you get those back.
We also can use just hit dice then.
Correct. But
yeah, that's what I was.
Why not use the 2 3d8s if you can first?
Yeah. I'm going to heal the Natalie first.
Thank you.
19.
Yep.
Thank
you. The art. Do you want? Hang on. Looking something up.
Art, how hurt are you?
Me? I'm pretty hurt.
And what's your song of rest dice?
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
I want to say it's a D8 for you right now, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. You're 5th level bard, so it should be.
Well, no. It does. No, that's scale, it scales stupidly.
If you are any friendly creatures, you can hear your performance regain hit points at the end of a short rest by spending 1 or more hit dice. Each of those creatures is to regain an extra D6 hit points.
Hold on. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Ninth level
is a D8.
Yeah, it's like the one bad feature bards have. Everything else is bonkers, so it's fine.
All right, so Art, I will heal you with my other short rest cure wounds.
Okay.
Which is terrible. 13 points.
Okay.
All right. And as you gaze upon the ruby button in the center of the room, considering, what the hell is this thing? It's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Take care.